Did you know that your daddy, Father God, wants to absolutely bless your socks off? In fact, it is his desire for you to walk in the fulfillment of his promises so that he will be glorified in heaven. And sometimes we find ourselves in a place to where we're in faith, but we don't see those real tangible results, and we're wondering, well, why? What's up, God? What am I doing wrong? Well, in today's episode, we're gonna get all into it and discuss the topic of aligning with the frequency of faith to see results in your business. It's about to get juicy, so get ready to take great notes. What's up, leader? Welcome to the Gifted Entrepreneur Show, the dopest podcast on the planet that explores the world of Christian entrepreneurship and reveals secrets to unlocking your unique codes to create generational wealth. I'm your host, LaDondra Hervey, wife, mom, award-winning author, and Christian business coach who's excited to take you on a transformational journey of taking bold steps to unlock your unique gifts and pursue your entrepreneurial dreams with unwavering faith. Buckle up. It's time to make your dreams of creating generational wealth a reality. What's up, you guys? Listen, I'm excited. We've been talking about all things getting into faith and amplifying our faith so that we can really tap into unlocking the codes to create generational wealth using our God-given gifts. I love to talk about the tangible and the practical, but even more, I love talking about the spiritual and how we can unlock biblical principles so that we can truly tap in to fulfill the highest level of our calling here on earth. And sometimes we find ourselves in a place to where we're literally struggling to fulfill those promises, or to just really believe that those promises are true, because we've been through so much. Like, there's been maybe that you felt like there's been delay, or maybe there's been hardship, or maybe there you've tried all the things and you're like, God, like, what is happening? You're blessing everybody else, but yet I feel like I'm in a place where I'm in struggle, I'm in strife, and I'm suffering despite giving it my all. So what am I doing wrong? God, what can I do better? These are questions that I have literally asked myself along this entrepreneurial journey. Because I'll tell you, this entrepreneurial journey is not for the faint of heart. It's not for the ones who are easily going to want to throw in the towel. And that's why the word says, don't get weary in doing good. Don't get weary in well doing. And did you know that your entrepreneurial assignment is that good call? It is that well doing that he wants you to stay in consistent pursuit of. But he wants you to pursue it by aligning with him in faith. And when we're out of alignment with him in faith, it blocks us from receiving the absolute best that God has in store for us. Because I want you to liken this as, and I'm going to give you an example, I want you to liken this as a clogged drain pipe. So when you are in a place to where you're like, you're feeling like, God, I feel like you've left me, or you're in this funk. Let's call it, you're in this funk and you feel forgotten, you feel that you're in hardship, and you just feel the weight of the seasons and all of that. And it's just playing in your heart. It's in your mind. It may be even manifesting itself in those thoughts into your physical environment, such as your body, maybe in your home and in your relationship with your family. Maybe you're experiencing strife and struggle there. And so maybe there's isolation going on, all kinds of things. When you're in that place, I want you to think of that as that drain pipe being clogged. And when that drain pipe is clogged with all of that, you cut off literally that communication, that alignment, and that frequency from you, that's flow from you up into heaven. And so what happens is then where you're supposed to be aligned in him, then that alignment is that pipe that flows from your heart, mind, soul, all of that, all the way up into heaven. And then when it's clogged, then it clogs up that frequency and it clogs up that communication portal, and it clogs up the energy that it should be released from heaven to you on earth as it is in heaven. And so we really want to be conscious of how we are aligning ourselves by faith so that we can truly see real results in our business. And we want to make sure that we're at that place to where we are, our drain pipe, it's clear. And when it's clear, that's us being aligned in our faith, and we're not allowing the weight of the world and the complexities and the strategies that the enemy used to trip us up to clog up our drain. And so when we are at the place to where, okay, we've moved past that and we have a clear drain pipe from your body, your mind, will, soul, and emotions all the way up into heaven, then what happens is, again, there's a space. I just want you to imagine this super clean drain pipe that is like, it's immaculate and it's peaceful in there, and there's not all this debris and all of that stopping anything. So what happens is then when God speaks, then there becomes a resonance. And that resonance that he's speaking from heaven, it creates a resonance, a resonant response on earth, and things happen in your life and in your business. And the same thing, because he's given us the power of life and death is in our tongue. And so when we are speaking, we're taking dominion over our mouth and we're speaking in alignment with God's word, and we are in alignment, we have a frequency of faith, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially, all of that, then what we're radiating, it creates a resonance on earth that resonates with heaven, and we can see, we can experience the greatest fulfillment of God's promises in our life and in our business. I hope that you are able to pick up what I'm putting out. Another example, when I think about aligning with the frequency of faith, is just imagine how, if you've ever seen a video, and if you haven't, then YouTube it, where you can play a musical instrument and how fire responds to the sound of a musical instrument being played. And that fire, it responds back to the sound that's being played by creating a frequency of sound waves. And so as long as there's not anything interfering with that frequency, kind of like that drain pipe that I explained, then what's going to happen is that the fire responds exactly to what the musician is playing. And you will see that frequency being rippled across the waves in the fire. And so it's reflecting back the exact sound that the one who is playing the instrument is reflecting that back. And so the thing about that, and the reason why I bring that up, is because when we're aligned with the frequency of faith, then, and we're speaking God's word back to him, and there's no clogged drain pipe or anything, then what happens is then we are, the word is aligning to the one who spoke the word, and there's a resonance energy that is released in our life, and a resonance that's released in our business, and it's responding by the results that we see in our life and our business. So I hope that makes sense as we are going along this, because I want, one of the reasons why we are not seeing true results in our business consistent is because we're not aligned truly with the frequency of faith for those results to manifest themselves into a tangible form in our life and in our business. And one of the biggest places where that happens is I want to cover the four or five, I can't remember how many I got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ways that this is, we can align ourselves into that frequency, so that there's no, and we can be a, create a new awareness so that we know and we can understand, oh, okay, so here's where I need to get back into alignment. Here's where I'm out of alignment with that frequency of faith. And this may be blocking the flow from God to really move in my business in the way that I am expecting him to. And so the very first way is that we can align with the frequency of faith to see real results in our business is to create a spiritual alignment. Now, this is literally us aligning to his laws and his commandments and his principles. And you guys, so many times we think of laws as something that it's restricting, and it's something that enslaves us, and that it puts us under condemnation and all of that. But I want you to know that how God intended for his laws to be is that they are laws that not all, they govern us in a way that brings about our highest level of success. I want to say that again. The way that God's laws are written are to create a governance that it protects us. I'm going to say that too. Not only does it protect us, but then it brings about the highest level of success in our lives when we are following in those laws and we're coming under the principles and the commandments of those. And so it's not God trying to beat you up with his word. It's that he's trying to help you to align with how he originally created the order of the earth and how he originally intended for things to come forth in fulfillment to bring about the highest order of success. And so, you know, there's this part where in the Bible it says ask anything in his name. And the crazy part about that is I was thinking, and I'm like, okay, God, you know, we pray that all the time, and we say those words all the time, just quoted in the church. And but how many of you have said, you know, okay, God, I'm praying that you're going to bless my business, and then I'm going to be a multimillionaire in Jesus' name, and I'm going to create generational wealth, and I'm going to help families around the world in Jesus' name, amen. And so we think because we said in Jesus' name, amen, that's going to be the thing that's going to bring about that fulfillment of whatever we're expecting God. But I want to, and I'm going to say this exactly how I have it written. It says, everything written in his word is everything that he has named that are promises that he has ordained in his name. So when we talk about that, you can ask for anything in his name. When you're asking, you want to be intentional about aligning that what you're asking to the promises of his words, because his word is what is bonded by his name. His promises are bonded by his name. And so those promises are written in the natural law in order. And those are the things that he promises to fulfill. And when we do it by following his principles, and so that's laws, but I just talked about when we do it by following his principles, by making, let me say what a principle is, the principal thing first, making his priorities our priorities, then we are aligned with his law, then we have aligned ourselves to the kingdom way of success. And so if he says seek first his kingdom and get in right standing with his word, with his law, his righteousness, then everything else will be added to him. We have to trust that that is real. So when we do that and we do things in order according to how it is written, then what we can experience and what we can expect is that his promises are promises that are waiting to be redeemed. So I want you to literally think about it. When things are done right in an order with his laws and his commandments and the principal way, and we're in the priorities, doing things according to his priorities, then we're literally cashing in on a promise. And I know that some people don't like hearing that and those kind of words, but we are literally cashing in or redeeming a promise that he already wants us to have. And those promises are things that we can literally bank on. And so then we, at that point, now we have to continue on and do the work by staying in alignment with the second thing. And that is staying in alignment with the frequency of faith emotionally. Because we can be following and reading the word, and you can be like, Lord, I fasted and I'm following your principles, I'm following your ways, I'm doing the things. But emotionally, if you've created that clogged drain pipe, and now you're feeling like you're in this emotional rut, I want you to know that when you're in those emotional ruts become pitfalls to your success. So let me give you an example. Perhaps you've been praying and you're like, God, like you've put the desire for me to be a multi-million-dollar business in my heart. Lord, I fully believe you. I fully expect that you're going to show up. You know how we do. Let's talk real. We're in it. We're like, yeah, we may even go into talking in tongues, da da ba ba ba, and all the things, whatever that's coming up for you, and you in it, right? You're in a warrior's prayer, and then you start to feel the pressure of things the next day. Or maybe in the next couple hours, you get off the line, you start to make sales calls. And perhaps on those sales calls, then nobody's biting. And then then you're like, okay, I'm standing faith. So you stay in faith that day. Next day, you get on those sales calls. Same thing, nobody's biting. And you start to wonder, God, like I'm trying. I went back, I've adjusted my sales page, I adjusted my pitch, I'm praying. I've done a check-in, I've journaled, I'm in gratitude. Father God, like what's going on? Then you get back, make the call again. It's nothing happening. And then so now months then went by and you're like, okay, God, what is happening? Then you can find yourself getting into an emotional funk. And that emotional funk can lead you into feelings of where you hit that pitfall to where now you're not in alignment with faith. Now we can say, okay, I'm in faith or I'm in a funk, right? And so you got to be aware of what you're feeling. What are those feelings? Because your feelings create the response back or not that you receive, you know? So if you're not receiving a response back, maybe it's because that those feelings are blocking that flow, that kingdom flow that God wants to release, that energetic flow that God wants to release into you to bring about the result as you're connecting with people on those calls. So if you're starting to feel now anxious, or now you're starting to feel stressed, then now you're starting to get out of alignment with the frequency of faith. And so another example, this is why we have to be very conscious by taking dominion over our words, over our mouth. And you may be saying things like, I'm tired of being broke. Now, what you were saying you believed God to do is that you wanted him to bring about a multi-million dollar business. But then now you, out of your mouth, you spoke, I'm tired of being broke. Okay, cool. There's one thing and being aware of your financial situation, but there's a whole nother thing and falling into the funk of those feelings and you energetically falling into that pit. And then eventually you start to feel broke. And then as you feel broke, then you start to feel broken on the inside. And as you feel broken on the inside, you're trying to muster up some energy to get on these what we like to call connection calls. And then you're trying to fake it to that energetic flow, and you can't fake it because people can feel abundance flowing through you, or they can feel that it's just not flowing through you. They don't know what they're feeling, that it may just feel like it's something that's off, but it's like, okay, energetically, I'm just not aligning with what they're saying, even though their website is amazing. They have an amazing team. They have amazing copy. They have amazing, it looks like what's written on the programs, but energetically something is off to me. Then that means that you probably have fallen into an emotional pit, which has put you out of alignment with faith. And so what I want to encourage you in these moments is to go into step three. And we want to, which is in how to align with faith, is mentally. So if we're saying that we really want this thing, instead of having cognitive dissonance about it, on one end saying, hey, I want this, but then emotionally we're disconnected from it because we've allowed our emotions, our thoughts to influence how we emotionally feel about the thing. And now we're not feeling the thing as much as we're feeling disconnected from the things that we're expecting God to move on. And so now we're not totally bought into it. And so when we're not totally bought into it, then what happens is then again, there is a clog in our drain pipe and there's not a resonance that can move from us, from heaven into us, to create that frequency of flow and abundance. So instead, what you can do is imagine yourself there. Imagine. So part of faith is imagining that it's already yours. It says, believe that it's already yours. And so when you ask, you believe that it's already yours. So part of believing that it's all that already yours is to paint an image in one's own mind of being a multi-million dollar business. And as you think about that, I want you to imagine yourself receiving what you asked for. So if you asked for $1 million or multi-million dollars, imagine yourself receiving that and cashing in on that promise from heaven. Imagine yourself that being released into your life, and imagine what you're going to be doing with that and how you're going to serve others with it and how you're going to be managing the resources that God has given you and how you're going to be moving in the kingdom to create expansion as you receive that. And not when, as you receive it. You see, I have to change my words, even me. And so as you're receiving it, and I want you to imagine that you're already in that flow and allow that to fill your body up and create quiet space each and every day. Rather, you're going on abundance walks to feel that feeling come into your body and to feel you receiving that which you are expecting and that which you have asked, and allow it to flow in your mind. And as it flow in your mind, flow out your mouth. And then you on another step is to start to step into, now let's go into where we at, number 1, 2, 3, 4. Now step into the physical part of it. So as you have imagined it, So now you want to create a physical environment that reflects the faith that you have now embodied. And so that let that physical environment to reflect reflect and resemble the success that you desire. So maybe this, you know, as a multi-million-dollar business, my office and my home looks like this. As a multi-million-dollar business owner, I'm dressing like this and I'm acting like this and I'm showing up on these sales calls like this, and I have a mirror in front of me and I'm smiling and I'm reflecting the love of God back to the other person on the call, on the receiving end of this call, through my physical facial appearances and smile, and my posture is upright as I'm confidently sitting on this call. I'm sleeping well at night. I'm cutting work off at a certain time. I am eating well. I'm feeding my body physically what it needs to be on optimal performance as I am serving in the kingdom, so that my brain is sharp, my body is sharp, and I'm sharp. I'm creating healthy family relationships and friendships that serve me and that are not draining me. I've identified those people who are energy demanders versus those who are life givers. And I like to call them leeches. And I'm not saying you got to cut them off, but you got to get them out your environment so that they're not sucking the lifeblood out of you. And you're creating healthy community boundaries that support you. So yes, you may be doing a lot of good things, but I want you to think about, are those good things God things? Because if they're not God things, sometimes a good thing can be a draining thing that takes you out of the frequency of being in faith. And so now you're so drained doing all these good things that you can't even show up and do the God thing very well. And now you are, and when I say very well, with excellence, and how we define excellence according to our values is as unto God. And so we want to make sure that we are aligning ourselves physically, which brings me to my last one that I want to talk about. As we align ourselves to the frequency of faith to see real results in our business is to create a financial alignment. And in order for us to create a financial alignment, this is us cultivating a heart of love and generosity. So you may not be exactly where you want to be. You may already be at that $1 million and you've plateaued. And maybe you're at that multi-million-dollar business and that plateau it's been a strain on you, because you know that in order for you to do the next level of business, that you have to overcome this plateau. And so now maybe you're starting to feel that strain and that stress. And so now you're holding tight to your income and you're holding tight to your time. I'm going to say your time, talent, and resources, because resources meaning treasure. And when you're holding tight, now it's like you're not coming from a generous spirit. You're coming, oh, I don't have time to give them that, because your time is so consumed on focusing on what you don't have. That you can't even open up your heart and your mind to get into a kingdom flow of generosity, in the principle of, like it says in the kingdom, give and it will be given to you. And so in the kingdom, we give first, and as we give, then things start to align for us. And so one of the things where you can bring forth more abundance financially is to cultivate a heart of love. Where are there things in it? When you look financially at your resources, where are you feeling suffering? Where are you feeling pain? Listen, this is work that I have to do continually to make sure that I am at a high frequency of kingdom flow. And there's not things that's draining my pipe because I literally, for years, that had been a big barrier for me, and I didn't realize that that was the case. And I have to remember, I had to put myself in a mindset to remember that all money belongs to God. And so our job is to manage his resources well. And so part of me managing his resources well is cultivating a heart of love and generosity. And if I'm in animosity with my financial situation, and I'm not in a spirit of generosity, then I can't really be in a full flow to bring about more financial abundance in my life. I hope that makes sense what I'm putting out. And so we want to make sure that we also think, again, we are to manage his resources because all things belong to him. So even if you're feeling financial pressure and he's like, give, then what you want to do is to literally give, even if it's sacrificial giving, because again, give and it will be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over into your lap. Literally, not too long ago, it was impressed upon my heart. I had to give. I think it was like a $40 tip, and I'm like, huh. Well, technically, the money that I've allocated for the things that I'm doing from a service standpoint, like I'm already done. I've already spent that, and God still was like, I want you to give. And so I didn't think twice about it. I gave. Well, I as God would have it, probably 3, 4 days later, someone end up just blessing me with $200. So I got blessed just way over what he asked me to do. But what he was doing was to test my heart posture, to see if my heart posture was leaning towards being obedient to what he's asking me to do with his resources. And I continually to work on staying in that flow. And that's how we can cultivate that more abundance and financial abundance into our life. And then also, we want to make sure that not only are we managing his resources well, but that we also tap into level two of it and being in the frequency of faith to bring about the real results is tap into the principle of multiplication. God not only wants us to be great managers, but he also wants us to multiply that which he has given us. And so when we think about the parable of the talents, the ones who multiplied, he said, well done. The one who went and buried that which God has given, he called him evil. And so we want to make sure that we are tapping in what God gives us. We're thinking, how can I multiply what God has given me? And how can I do it according to kingdom principles? You guys, I literally was at a Christian Investors event, and it's Christian Investors, and so there was things that they talked about that is totally countercultural to the way that the world invests in and the way that the world brings about a multiplication effect. Most of the time there it's so selfish in nature that it's like self-serving, but it's so these investors who invest in these areas of what's called the 1040 window. And in the 1040 window, it's like where they are helping those entrepreneurs who wouldn't otherwise, Christian entrepreneurs who wouldn't otherwise get an investment. And it can be a risky investment because they may or may not see that return on investment how they initially intended, but out of obedience, they take the fruit that God has given them and they put it in places that God is asking them to multiply it. And through their obedience and their generosity, then there's a multiplication effect through the people in that culture, and many of them are creating 100x returns and what in the things that they have invested in underserved areas that are third world countries. Imagine that. And so we got to think, okay, God, you gave this me to me these financial resources to me. How do you want to multiply? Even if it looks like it's not the traditional way and how the world does business, because typically God is going to inform you in ways that's it really doesn't make sense according to the world's way, but according to the kingdom, there's a system that's operating totally different from the world system that's going to bring about real, lasting, sustainable success that blesses your children's children. So if you're really serious about bringing about that next level of kingdom abundance and a financial flow, here's how you do it. And so we do it by aligning with the frequency of faith so that we truly can see real results in our business spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, and financially. You guys, I pray that this episode has been a blessing to you, because we covered some things that I want you to go back and literally think about, because I don't want you to just be a hero of the word. I want you to really apply it and activate it in your life and say, you know what? What's one of these? What's the first one? Pick the first one spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially that you're going to work on, and make a commitment to work on it over the next 90 days and hold yourself accountable to it. Even bring somebody in and say, hey, you know what? Like, I need some accountability around this. This is some, I'm working on the financial piece of aligning my faith, aligning with the frequency of faith as it relates to my finances. And so can you provide some accountability? This could be to a friend. It could be if you're in a mastermind program like us, or whatever the case is, and just ask for some accountability around it and stay consistent and see what happens in the next 90 days and see how God moves and see the small miracles that happen over time. You, and just see how you start to feel and how things and how much lighter you start to feel in your body and how much lighter you start to feel in your mind. So again, as I always ask, if this episode has been a blessing, please share it. And I'm asking you to share it with 5 people that you know that could glean from a message like this. And then the highest compliment that you can give us is to share this not only share the podcast, but to give us a 5-star rating and then leave us a review and let us know how it has blessed you. And if you're looking for a program that you can align with Kingdom Entrepreneurs who are creating a multiplication effect in their business, then go ahead and check out our mastermind program if you're at 6 figures, or book a call for our growth consulting if you're at that 7-figure mark. And if you're anywhere in between that, we have programs for you, and we would be happy to make a recommendation for you. All you got to do is go ahead and just send me a message, send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook. All right, guys, I hope that you have a great day, and I will chat at you next week. Did that episode feel juicy or what? If so, please do me a favor and take 30 seconds to write a review. Your review helps us to spread the mission of creating generational wealth around the world. And if you tag me on IG stories, I'll be sure to reshare the love. And don't forget to join our Kingdom Collaborators Network, where we're coming together to intentionally collaborate to grow our business. Until next time, remember, for with Christ, nothing is impossible.